exploring the people and places of the Dakota War of 1862. Today's feature brings into view one of the major players in the Dakota War, Henry Hastings Sibley. Henry Hastings Sibley's history with both his chosen home state and its diverse population is complicated. He came as a fur trader, established strong relationships with the native people, and even fathered a daughter with Red Blanket Woman, the granddaughter of a Mittewakan and Dakota chief. Although he later married a white woman and became the first governor of Minnesota, he maintained a relationship with his daughter Helen throughout her life. It's fair to say when the blood began to flow out on the prairie, he was angry and bitter about the sudden savagery being played out against the white settlers. His role in the war was thrust upon him the morning of August 19, 1862, when Governor Ramsey appointed him to lead the soldiers against the Dakota people. During the war, Sibley kept up a written correspondence with his wife. These glimpses into his personal life are a revealing look into the hard-trading, controversial political figure who carried such weighty responsibility.
August 24th, 1862. You were just as safe there as if you were in New York City. I wish I could say as much for the poor people up here, who were being butchered by the score, with all the horrible accompaniments of fearful mutilation. My preparations are nearly completed to begin my work upon them with fire and sword, and my heart is hardened against them beyond any touch of mercy. August 25th. We have awful living in a miserable, dirty house, which I will be glad to leave tomorrow for a tent. I am run to death with work. August 30th. I sent down from here in wagons to St. Paul between 300 and 400 white women and children who had escaped into the fort. They are penniless and many of them almost naked, and God knows what is to become of them. They are objects of public charity. If you could only hear one-tenth of the stories told by these poor people, you would be horrified. September 4th. I have told Governor Ramsey in my dispatch that he can have my commission when he sees fit, as I would be too glad to let someone take my place. The officers say they want me and nobody else.
Sibley's appointment carried him through the war, into the freeing of white settlers, the taking of Dakota prisoners, and finally, the trials and executions.
October 17th. I have to review all the proceedings and decide the fate of each individual. This power of life and death is an awful thing to exercise, and when I think of more than 300 human beings are subject to that power, lodged in my hands, it makes me shudder. Still, duty must be performed, and judgment visited upon the guilty.
Exploring the People and Places of the Dakota War of 1862 is a production of Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota communities, made possible with a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer was Milt Lee, and the writer, Jamie Lee. The letters of Sibley were read by Travis Ryder.